Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of calm in a world that's anything but. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today, we're diving into something powerful, something transformative, the art of forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook or condoning their actions. It's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger, resentment, and bitterness. Ever felt like a weight was dragging you down? Like every bad interaction, every slight, every betrayal was a stone added to your backpack? That, my friends, is the baggage of unforgiveness. Holding on to anger just poisons your own well. It keeps you stuck in the past, unable to fully move forward and embrace all the good life has to offer. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we unlock the power of forgiveness? Here's the truth. It takes courage. It takes self-awareness. It takes a conscious decision to choose peace over pain. But trust me, the rewards are immense. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Forgiveness is for you. This isn't about making things right between you and the person who wronged you. It's about healing yourself, freeing yourself from the emotional prison you've built. Think of it like removing a splinter. It might hurt initially, but once it's out, you can finally feel relief. 2. Understand that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You don't have to pretend what happened never occurred. Remember, acknowledging the pain is part of the healing process. Forgiveness is simply choosing not to let that past pain define your present or future. Think of it like learning from a mistake. You acknowledge it, you learn from it, and then you move on. 3. Start small. Don't expect to forgive everything overnight. Begin with smaller grievances, those everyday annoyances that chip away at your peace. The more you practice forgiveness in these smaller situations, the easier it will become when facing larger hurts. It's like building muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. 4. Practice empathy. This is a powerful tool. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might have been going on in their life? Were they struggling with something? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you let go of resentment and anger. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel progress and moments when you stumble. Just keep showing up for yourself, practicing self-compassion, and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this scenario. You're at work, your project is due, and suddenly, a colleague makes a careless mistake that throws everything off schedule. Your first instinct? Anger, frustration, maybe even a little despair. You see red flags, hear the alarm bells screaming, injustice. But then, take a deep breath. Remember what we talked about today. You understand that your coworker is human, prone to mistakes just like you. Maybe they're dealing with something stressful outside of work. Maybe they were just having an off day. Whatever the reason, holding on to anger won't fix anything. Choosing forgiveness, on the other hand, allows you to move forward constructively. You can calmly address the situation, find a solution together, and maintain a healthy working relationship. See? Forgiveness isn't about weakness. It's about strength. The strength to let go of what no longer serves you and choose peace. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Forgiveness is for you. It doesn't mean forgetting, start small, practice empathy, and be patient with yourself. So go out there, embrace the power of forgiveness, and watch how it transforms not only your relationships but also your entire life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. And as always, keep coming back for more Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of calm in a chaotic world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.